Everybody, it is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur, and we're just giving an update on what's going on with the Challenge 2020. Today was another good day of networking, another good day of prospecting, set up a couple of appointments early in the week because, and it's a good thing that I did it early in the week because things got a little, or have been getting a little hectic. Not hectic, but just task-oriented where I need to complete a number of different things and it kind of takes away from my day. So good thing that I did stick to my schedule at the beginning of the week that allowed me to set my appointments for today. Did some prospecting, finding a few other individuals that are trying to sell their home on their own, and ran into a potential client. We'll see. Conversation went well. I went actually to go take a look at the property. They walked me through. They've done a lot of work to this home. I mean, like an absorbing amount of work. And property looks good. And I say it's a property because it has a good size home on it, about 2,300 square feet, one story with the pool. Sits on about 2.5 acres. So, I mean, the property is definitely has an abundance of land to it. So, but for some reason, you know, people still, a property that big of an investment, they still want to sell it on their own. And their thought process is, I don't want to pay a commission. Well, let's think of it like this. And it's interesting because I touched on it with the client, and that's when they really opened up. So I really only expected to be at the client's house maybe about 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes super tops. I was there for like an hour and 15 minutes. And it's really to get to know the client and so forth along those lines, but really just really gauge to see where they're at. They are motivated. They're looking to move to another property, which they're having built, which has already begun construction. So they are ready to move, definitely within the next 90 days. So with that being said, one of the things that we discussed was, you know, the property, I mean, the amount of updates that they've done to it and amount of exposure that they're giving it. So they went and said, hey, well, we listed it on Zillow. And I'm like, well, that's a good thing. However, did you know you can do this, that, and that, and the other on Zillow? And they were just like, no, we didn't know that. I was like, well, you have to be a premier agent. And I was like, oh, well, how do we do that? Well, one, you have to be a real estate agent. Then you have to pay into it. And then they were like, oh, well, we haven't done that. So, I mean, it's different things. And then they even made the comment of, well, we thought about making a website. Well, guess what? I would have already done that a couple of times for you. I create a couple of different websites, but it really started opening up. You know, I say the first 30 minutes of the conversation as we were walking the property, it was just kind of general. And, you know, we walked to the rear of the property. As we were walking back, that's when things really opened up. It was hot outside, too. So I don't know why we had to talk outside most of the time, but we did. And good thing I brought my little dab towel. So I can go ahead and dab off when a little trickle of sweat came down. But the conversation went well. You know, those are always good, especially when they ask for additional information. I do something at the end of the conversation that lets me know if they want me to stay in touch. And that's what I did with this particular client. And when I did that, they were like, yeah, can you follow up with us with some additional information? Oh, here's my additional contact information. Yeah. So they wanted some information. You know, some people tried to take that information and perhaps run with it themselves. But at the end of the day, it's like, hey, I'm going to get a lot of people to your property. I'm going to get it exposed, especially with the team that we have, as well as just the exposure that we're able to present. So it should be pretty interesting to see how things go, especially with my follow-up. I will be following up come tomorrow, and we'll see how that goes. Give me some additional information, and perhaps even stop by there again. That might be a good deal. But we'll see what they're very receptive. I mean, very welcoming. I mean, I walked in and I think they knew a little bit about my brokerage, or somebody else's may have reached out to them. You never know. You never know. So it's just one of those things, you just do your follow up and just go with the flow, you know, and whoever they like best, they'll go with. Because I'm sure they've probably spoken with other agents. I'm sure a lot of other agents have contacted them, and we'll go from there as well. So with that being said, just want to give you guys an update. But this is Chris Brown, your real estate professional, prospecting, staying on task for the day, and keep on chugging along. So we had a successful prospecting preview today. But all in all, everybody take care. Keep achieving success and definitely having fun while you're doing it. This is Chris Brown, real estate professional. Always check me out at realestatewithchrisbrown.com. Take care.